Well, I think that it's appropriate to start with the games yesterday because they do, I think, set the scene for tonight. Because all three of us thought Famous Jameis would be an upgrade over Deshaun Watson.
Famous Jameis!
He was.
Big upgrade.
But I didn't think he'd be good enough to engineer a win. And now
he
really
engineered it too,
yes,
man.
He
it wasn't like they played up 29-3 and then had to hold on for
334 and three touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the Steelers are in first place by themselves. And if they win tonight, they'll have a game lead on Baltimore going into the bye. And then what happened in Cincinnati too? I don't want to ignore that because the Steelers are a win away from a 3-game lead on the Bengals at the halfway point of the season. And if I'm not mistaken, all three of us had Cincinnati before the season started as either a playoff team or AFC North champ. So thank you, Cleveland. Thank you, Philly. Two cities I generally hate for their teams coming through for us and giving us a golden opportunity tonight against a very bad football team to put ourselves in position to, at worst case scenario, make the playoffs, but best case scenario, win the division. The Ravens now have had two games against the Raiders and Browns where they had a fourth quarter lead and they were a big favorite and they lost both times. And those, we call out the Tomlin games. They have these games too. And we need to make sure that we don't do that tonight against the Giants and give one back that we're supposed to win.
I have a lot of thoughts coming out of this. First off, on Baltimore, I think it's possible to look at them and say that for long stretches of games, then chunks of weeks of the season, they look like maybe like the second or third best team in the NFL. Offensively, they look like the best a lot of the time. And yet they have two of the, maybe the two worst losses by a team this year in the NFL. Losing to the Raiders, who now, it has been very definitively established, suck when you're up 10-plus in the fourth quarter. Horrible. Harbaugh's got a bunch of those. There was a stat floating around after that game, how many 10-point fourth quarter leads he's blown in the last several years. It's bad. Losing to the Browns, who, admittedly, I didn't see a ton of the game, but from what I did see, their offensive line looked way better. It just looked like they had an actual real quarterback in and they became better. It's still a terrible loss. That's a 1-6 team coming in. So I came out of it with this. First off, there's everything you just said, so I'm not going to rehash it about what it could mean for the Steelers in terms of the division and in terms of their positioning. But looking at that back half of the schedule now, where all of your division games, all six of them are going to be clustered, the Browns with Winston look a little more dangerous just because you saw them beat Baltimore the way that they did. The Bengals, conversely, to flip side this, so Jeff in South Park doesn't get his phone out right now and claim that I'm like being negative, the Bengals, I thought, was the more telling result, man. They got stomped in
their
own building.
At home.
Well, in their own building, they got smashed.
Halloween is days away, Pony, and they still haven't won a game at home this year.
Pony, I don't think that the Eagles are like a great football team. I really don't. I think they have their share of warts. Now, maybe that's because I see so many Eagles fans bitch about them on Twitter constantly, and I have like a poisoned viewpoint there. I don't think they are one of the three best teams in the NFC, believe it or not. I really don't. To see them go in there and smoke Cincinnati the way they did was an eye-opening
thing. They manhandled them. They pushed them around the entire game.
I mean, Burrow looked pedestrian. The Bengals never really got anything going on the ground.
Higgins didn't play, and Higgins doesn't want to.
Their defense got exposed.
Higgins don't want to force it because he's on that franchise tag. He's not gonna shoot himself up with painkillers and go out there and jeopardize a big injury. He doesn't want to be Christian Kirk or Chris Godwin.
Hurts has looked a lot better the last couple weeks.
He's got to think about his long-term prospects.
Hurts has looked better the last couple of weeks for sure. Like, he's played his three best games in a row now, but they just, like you said, they physically beat them up. Cincy just looks like they're circling the drain. I thought they were the best 3-4 team in the league coming into this week. I have to reevaluate them now. The Ravens, at the very least, what you need to say about them, even though they are lethal on offense when they get going.
And their defense sucks,
that's
Chris.
What I mean. Well, Jackson had really good numbers again. Hamilton dropped an interception, and that's that part of it. Hamilton drops a pick. Like, their defense is not good.
Okay, so get not over the good. Drop pick and don't let Cedric Tillman get behind everybody.
No, I know.
And let
their
Jameis
defense
drop an
isn't
absolute
good.
Dime to beat you.
He cited and quoted
Eminem. Did you see that, Donnie? He was thinking about you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. I love Jameis. I hate the crap out of the Browns, but how do you not get romantic about what Jameis Winston and Nick Chubb are doing there? For a franchise that I, you know, generally love to see go 1-16.
I do think you have to take them. You have to take them more seriously than you did when Watson was quarterback.
Yeah, but you don't take them serious enough where they're going to go from 2-6 to finish with a better record than the Steelers.
Not at all. Not like that. I'm saying when the Steelers play them, when it was Watson in there, if it had been Watson, I would have chalked that up as two wins. Where before the season, assuming Watson wouldn't be the literal worst quarterback in football, I would have said maybe 1-1 because their defense can still be pretty tough. I'm just saying now you look at them and you don't think it's two cakewalks.
I just don't see why not. If the Steelers have another convincing victory again tonight, why they can't be looked at as the best team in the division.
Because they don't have Lamar Jackson primarily.
Okay, but they have a defense that is second in the NFL, and the Ravens have the worst pass defense in the NFL. And points allowed, they're not in the top half, and even when you go into the advanced statistics, they're not considered a good defense.
When you watch their defense, do you feel like you're watching the Steelers? I mean, do you personally feel like you are watching a great defense?
No, because I watched what happened in Indianapolis. I was there for that game, and they get off to such slow starts. But then their second halves are, other than the Indy game, are really good. I mean,
I think their defense should look very good this week, Pony, because they're playing a team that I think is mostly inept.
Yep.
But it's like, when they see Jaden Daniels, when they see Jackson, like, what does that defense look like, assuming it's healthy? That's the real crucible for me. Against bad teams, they've looked pretty good. They force a lot of turnovers, and they've mostly kept everyone in check other than the Cowboys, who put up a lot of yards on them. I just want to see that defense put more teams in a vice earlier on.
Donnie, starting to think there's a higher ceiling for this football team after what you watched and saw yesterday? And what you watch from the Steelers with Russell Wilson against the Jets, you put it all in a blender?
I think it just shows you that teams that look dominant are more vulnerable than we let on sometimes. Like, we put the Ravens on such a high pedestal.
Well, I don't. Don't let me in there.
I put them on a pedestal. Their offense usually looks unstoppable, and it wasn't like they got stopped by the Browns yesterday.
Right, but then they can put up a stinker like they did yesterday, like we've seen the Steelers do. Like, they're fully capable of doing that. The Bengals, by the way, suck. We just put way too much respect on Burrow and the talent at receiver. That team blows.
I'm starting to actually agree with that more. I'm going to fall victim.
We all just sit back on the laurels and say,
Joey Burrow, Joe Scheisty.
Well, that's because he's the one guy to go. He's the one guy to go into Kansas City and beat Mahomes in the playoffs.
Right,
other than
absolutely.
Brady. He's
but
the only active guy. I agree.
He ain't doing that this year because they ain't getting to know Kansas City in the playoffs.
He said we got to win 7-9 to get in, and I'm not even sure that's going to be enough. How about start by winning a game at home? Bengals. Actually, don't do that because I don't want to see you rally.
This is sort of falling victim to the same, like, trying to pretend like the Steelers are not, you know, victims or not vulnerable to the same thing Donnie just said happens to almost every team in the NFL, which is you have a stinker of a week randomly.
Yeah.
But watching what happened yesterday does make me more annoyed that they laid their own, like, semi-stinker against the Colts for one half and that their defense rolled over and played dead against the Cowboys because, like, you don't have to squint too hard to see 7-1 or 8-2 if they come out of this game.
Yeah,
right?
Dallas isn't a good football team either.
I don't think Indy really is. I mean, Anthony Richardson tapped out of a game yesterday.
He was tired.
I am benching him in all my fantasy leagues. He was my big risk-reward guy this year. It has not gone well.
You guys can continue all you want to murder me for my Kenny Pickett takes, and I know you will. Your Anthony Richardson take hasn't aged much better, pal.
No.
Holy cow. I'd love to play him in a game of darts. That dude has no clue where that football's going. He's a 44% passer.
Just the fact that he said he was tired.
15 or something in the first half.
And then he was too tired.
I can't get over that. No, I mean, I don't want to fall victim to the idea that, hey, the Steelers are somehow unique and different. I want to be honest about it, but it does frustrate me a little bit. You see the Ravens having opened the door like the Bengals. The Steelers could be gunning
exactly
for
8-0 tonight. The door got opened, and so now two things have to happen this week. Number one, you go out and you beat the Giants tonight. Number two, you go out and trade for a wide receiver. And you go and do those two things, the fan base is going to be as excited as it's been in a long time about the chances or the opportunity for this team to not only make the playoffs but win some games while they're there. Don't screw it up. tonight. Don't lose to a team you're much better than. And then Omar Khan, get to work. And I know it's getting harder and it's getting late and wide receivers are dropping like flies.
Market's compressing.
But you still got to find one. And you do those things, and I think you're going to have a very, very pumped up fan base. And let's take care of business tonight to get it started, because now it's not, well, oh, look out. You know, the Ravens are so good. They're invincible. Lamar Jackson's having the best year of his career. They've lost to the Browns and Raiders, for crying out loud. And his record against the Steelers, obviously, is terrible, too.